Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official State Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 616. I'm producer Gerald. Today, I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
And we have a special guest returning to the show, friend of the show, Marshall 205.
What up, everybody?
Hello.
I have two things to say. First thing, you forgot the name of the show.
I was reading something and it popped up on my little screen.
600 episodes and you forgot the name of the show.
Yep.
And two, it looks like both of y'all woke up this morning and fixed your hair for the podcast.
Not even.
No. This is how I wake up.
No, your hair is brushed, so don't say that.
Not mine.
I can see the lines in it.
This is how I wake up, bro.
Now, Gerald, yours may not be, but I've seen it look much worse. Now, let's weigh in on his. He combed his hair.
It does look like right up on the top. Like
it's
perfect.
Flat right here.
No, you. See? I can see the lines across the middle, the swoop.
Yeah, the swoop.
Yeah, yeah.
That was from yesterday. It just stays, man.
No. He
trained her.
Get that product in there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he woke up and put that pomade in there before the show.
I don't even know what that is. But no, it don't have anything in it. Look, you can't. It's like Trump's, man. You can't mess it up.
Well, his does get messed up also.
Yeah.
He's got that flap sometimes that comes up.
Yeah.
A flappity flap. Y'all both have full heads of hair.
Yeah. I've thinning back here.
It might be thinning back there, but it's thick up front.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are never going to go bald, either one of y'all.
If I'm at my dad's place, I'll just have, you know, just losing a little bit of hair on the top. That's about it.
Howard, you got that strong hair still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My dad lived to be in his 80s, and he had just thick hair.
Now, you got that salt and pepper on the sides. Are you going to just remand that?
Got that George Clooney going.
No. No, I tried it one time, and I was like, hey, you look like a dipshit. Don't do that no more.
Because it's like real dark when you comb it in.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. And that was before I had any of this in here, which Gerald has a lot of salt and pepper in his face.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, his beard's old, but the rest of his hair still looks youthful.
Yeah.
My whole side is all gray right here. You kind of see the reflection. It looks like tinsel.
Yep.
My hairline's no good, though.
Hey, your head looks like one of those pokey things that are trying to attack you on Astrobot.
Oh, the little ones that come up and pop the spikes out?
Yeah.
Like, eventually, this is going to get this hole right here.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to have to let it go, LeBron.
No, I will. Once it gets to that point, I'm going to shave all the hair, but I'm going to keep the beard. I'm just going to shave it right at the glasses line.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because I wear a hat anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You look like a tough motherfucker, but never been in a fight. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think anyone confuses me for tough either. Even with that cut, nobody's going to be like, I bet that guy's tough.
No, just get a couple tattoos.
You do it, get you a cross tattoo right here.
No, like the roll?
Yeah.
No.
He's off social media, by the way. Can't handle it no more. Threw his phone in the river.
That seems like an overreaction.
Yeah, he said he needed it.
The phone?
No. The break from social media and just be present with people that he loves.
I mean, I agree with that. It must be nice to be able to toss a phone on and go get another one, though.
Oh, yeah, someone's going to give him a free phone for an advertisement.
Yeah, T-Mobile, he already does commercials for them.
Along with everybody else. He's on the Preds Jumbotron now. He's like, jump up, get high.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Looks like the Titans games, too.
Yeah, it's a lot. He's everywhere.
Hey, ride it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do. I would stop when you're sick of me.
Yeah, just a couple short years ago, he was in a detention center watching the Music City Miracle through the window on a Jumbotron.
Words are hard for both of y'all this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got tongue-tied, man.
It happens. You gotta go through voice exercises before you get on here.
Yeah, me by my mama.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. You got to do that. Get that tongue going.
They teach you that in public speaking.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know who I think told me that was a friend of the show, Matt. When we first started, I swear he told me that red leather, yellow leather works your tongue out in all the ways.
Yeah. He's crazy, though. I don't know if you listen to him.
I've never done it, but for some reason, out of all the things in my life I've heard, that one stuck with me.
He talks like something. I like it.
If you mouth peas and carrots in the background of like a scene, it looks like you're having a full blown conversation just by saying peas and carrots over and over. That's also another thing I picked up.
I used to work with a guy who was deaf, and there was a lot of little things they would tell you. If you say like elephant shoe to him, it looks like you're saying I love you. There's a bunch of little things you can suck my, you know what, and kiss my. There's certain words you can say, and it's not meaning that, but he'll look at you like weird. What do you say?
Well, I like that you were fucking with him, Gerald.
Oh yeah, he was funny.
He was already.
He's got enough shit going on.
Yeah, and then you're like elephant shoe. No, I didn't say I love you. You're dumb. That poor guy.
You deaf piece of shit.
He was a good. We used to go play basketball. He's really good at basketball.
Yeah. Well, you seem like an asshole. So.
No, he's a good.
Hey, how do you hear the whistle? Everybody's like, play the whistle. He's like, oh.
He's still dunking on folks. he's out there throwing it down after the play's over.
You'd have to clap, and he would hear like the clap sound, but not. It would just be like a sound to him.
Yeah, it's called echolocation.
Or vibration.
He would hear that.
It's like in football when they don't realize there's a flag until after.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it'd be like. You go ahead and finish strong.
They don't realize. I got you.
Well, you got to finish strong because you don't know who the flag's against.
Right.
It's true. Unless you're Kansas City, and then you get a pre-snap penalty and you're able to recover a fumble off of it.
Oh, you get all the penalties called your way.
Y'all are being too hard on them. They've had a rough couple of years.
Yeah. Tay-Tay.
They're going to get married.
Yeah, probably.
You still talk to that guy?
He'll get out of football if they do.
You still talk to that guy? The deaf guy?
No, it's been a few years. I think you ought
to apologize to him.
No, I think he moved to Mississippi or Alabama or something. He used to stop by the house every now and then and say hi.
They probably moved away from you so you didn't have to hear your shit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Good there.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that.
He hated Jason at GameStop. Jason used to rip him off all the time.
Well, GameStop used to rip everybody off. I don't know if anyone listening doesn't know that.
He literally went to
Jason fit the bill.
he bought like a couple games, brand new, tried to return them, and they wouldn't take the brand new one with the receipt, even though it was like 4 days old. They made him trade it in.
Rules rule. Can't break them for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why they're going under. Too many broken rules.
No, they're fine.
No.
They're stronger than ever.
They changed their whole philosophy to have one store manager for like four stores.
You could trade in like a pair of socks now. They'll take anything. They're like, what you got? What's in the box?
We give you a dollar.
No, they get mad at that dude.
The dude with the box?
Yeah, the dude with the mystery box. He always goes in there and it's like, I'll give you this mystery box or... Or I'll pay you regular price for it. What do you want to do? And they're like, I can't take the mystery box. He opens it up and there's like $5,000 in the mystery box for a $10 item.
If someone walked up to you on the street and said, I'll give you $100 or the contents of the box, what would you take?
Box.
What about you, Gerald?
Of the box.
No, see, I'm going to tell you right now that Howard takes the box and you take that money. I know in my heart you take that money.
I'll probably take the box.
Because you're like, I know what the $100 is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he takes that box 10 out of 10 times. You could open that box and have a pile of shit in it and then turn around another guy, ask him the same question. He takes the box again.
100%. I'm always.
Because he can't live his whole life not knowing what was in that box.
Yeah.
That's the move. That's what you tell somebody. You take $100 or what's in the box. But if you take the $100, you'll never know what's in the box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to open it and show you. You just have to live with it.
Right.
I take the box too. Now, if I needed to eat though, I take the money.
10 out of 10. Or...
I still take the box.
I take the box every time too.
Mm-hmm.
I like to gamble a little bit.
Even if I'm hungry, I take the box.
Yeah, I believe that. You could be living on the street where the guy asks you and you take the box still.
Box. He wouldn't be asking me otherwise.
Yeah. Yep. Gerald takes the money, though. I don't care what he says on here. No, in front of all the listeners. He takes the damn money.
Gerald is a gone, take your money and run. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, money in the hands, we're two in the bush or whatever that is.
I think it's a bird, but I hear you. Same premise.
Yeah, same
idea. Hey, why you keep bending over? You got a dog you're petting or something? I don't know what you're doing.
No. Get the cat in there.
No, I wish it was that cool. It doesn't even matter, but I got these plants over here in water and I got to switch them out.
Oh, I was about to tell you, you don't have to pet a plant. You can. You can. You don't have to. Man,
it's weird.
Sing to them, talk to them. You sing and talk to your plants?
No, I don't sing and talk to anyone really. These don't go in water. They don't go in soil. They just hang out. You just put them in something. They're air plants. So once a week, they got to be soaked in water to stay hydrated, especially during the winter because it's dry.
You know, I have aquariums and I bought a couple of plants for aquariums and I'd never had real plants in the aquarium. And I got to tell you, that's some of the coolest. They're growing now and they're pretty good size. I've had them for a while. I really, really, really enjoy the look they give. The fish seem to really like them a lot better and they keep the tank a little bit more balanced.
Yeah, real plants are so good for an aquarium. And they do look awesome. Gerald doesn't like fish.
No, we tried to get a fish at one time, but then the wife didn't want it. Because she kills all their plants. So she's like, I'm going to kill the fish. Just got to feed it. I'm going to forget. Put a timer on. I'll forget.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes fish die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a real thing.
Gerald, you could take care of it, though. You're home every day. Like, you're not a truck driver or deployed overseas or anything. You could just take care of the fish.
I mean, she didn't have to. I could. I mean, I had to move the plant we have right here, the bamboo.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, Gerald taking care of that fish wasn't an option because he didn't even consider it in that story.
No, he didn't.
He's like, I didn't
want the damn fish to start with.
Yeah. Yeah, you could raise those fish as your own.
She wanted the aquarium, not me. So,
yeah. What if you helped her with it though?
It would have been. Then I started doing it all the time.
Yeah, and then it's fine, and that's your thing.
Yeah, just like our dogs. The one that took the dogs out all the time.
Yeah. Well, at least you got over that, not holding that.
I have rabbits that aren't mine that are mine.
Yeah, but the rabbits
that isn't mine.
I told you that's how the rabbits were going to end up. I said at some point you'd be the only one taking care of them rabbits. You're like, no, everybody loves them rabbits.
Well, the rabbits mauled my wife. I don't know if y'all understand how.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So she won't have anything to do with them. She don't care anything about them. I build them huts and take care of them, but
pizza huts. I'm going to send y'all a video of a guy that recreated a classic Pizza Hut in his basement. It looks so awesome. He just got like a full-blown Pizza Hut down there.
Well, he probably had a lot to choose from.
The way you remember it.
As fast as they go out of business.
No, it's not like it's like a classic. Like it looks like a 1987 Pizza Hut down there.
Here's what I'll ask you. Why is Pizza Hut failing? Because people still love pizza, right?
I would tell you that around here, at least, the service is awful. Yeah. Me and Gerald used to go a lot, and we had bad service every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look how good that looks. That's not the same one, but same idea. Like the classic, like, hangers. That looks like a new Pizza Hut. Get that garbage out of my face. It's that first one you pulled up. Yeah.
Hey, look at those chairs.
Yeah.
And the booth.
They always had the arcade machines too.
Yeah. I like
those. Yeah, look how good that looks.
I like the covered lights. The covers on the lights.
Yeah, those like stained glass Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Hey, that dude's famous right there, isn't he?
Yeah, Craig Robinson. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a commercial.
Oh.
Yeah, so a service around here is not good, but I would say Pizza Hut is just, they made a lot of poor decisions that weren't customer focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you live with them. You live with those mistakes.
You didn't bring Shaq in when you should have.
Right. That one that's over where we used to eat at, I don't know how they stay in business. Every time I drive by, there's usually just two cars. It looks like the people that work there.
So you know, the last time I had Pizza Hut, I had it with you.
Oh, damn.
If that tells you how often I go there, that was years ago.
Hype. Oh, yeah. What's going on with this guy right down here in the bottom of the screen? His name?
Long Neck?
Yeah. Well,
Ben Phillips?
Yeah. There's a lot going on right there.
Day night.
She's smoking a cigarette.
She's smoking a classic cigarette inside, so you know it truly was 1981, which is what it says here. And look how big that pizza is.
Look at that. I can't get over the neck.
No, Ben has something wrong with him. You need to let Ben go because his arms are not.
Yeah.
You got to leave Ben alone. What is this site?
Pizza Hut loves nonconformity? What is this?
Ben Phillips only posts strange pictures of Pizza Hut. You better move on before this show gets taken down. Look, he literally shotgunned him while he's eating.
I know, little alien baby.
Dude, that smoke is going across his pizza.
Yeah, this is not real. I think he's done some stuff. Edited it.
Yeah, what gives you that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That looks like the dude from freaking Men in Black, Sugar Water. Yeah, that's for sure fake. Anyways, that guy's got a full-blown Pizza Hut in his basement. It's cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need a basement, so you can do things like that.
Yep, I agree with that. All right, so Marshall 205, you haven't been on a little while. So what you been up to?
Man, just going to sports games and playing some video games. I got NHL 2025 and Farming Simulator 25.
He only plays things that have the year in the name.
Yeah. Me and Ryan have got into Expeditions.
2025.
Been having a good time with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
now we talked about this off air. I think I want to get your opinion, Jared. We think it's a misstep that it's called Expeditions and not Mud Runners or Snow Runners.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless they're killing those names and they're all going to be Expeditions.
There's the type of, if it's a snow runner, a mud runner, a desert runner, whatever.
Desert runner, I got you.
So but
would you know this is a mud runner's game if you saw Expeditions on the shelf?
No.
I want to step in there and say why I think it's Expeditions, though. In Mud Runner, you have quests to haul stuff. So you're grabbing a trailer, going and getting logs and hauling them up to a lumber mill. You don't do that in this game. And this game's all about exploration. Like, you're exploring, you're going out and setting things for exploration with the large trucks. You don't pull as many trucks out of danger as you do in Mud Runner and Snow Runner.
But with a game, if you're trying to build a franchise, you can't keep changing the name.
Yeah, you explore a lot in this. Maybe it should have been just like a
Explorer.
I don't want to call it a DLC.
The game's way too big for a DLC.
Just see like what Tyler Perry does. Yeah. Being Tyler Perry presents a Mud Runners game, presents Expeditions.
It is. Look at the, it says Expeditions and Mud Runners game. So they actually did do that. It used to say a Spin Tires game under Mud Runners.
Spin Tires Joint.
I think. Or is Spin Tires Rust?
Yeah.
Did I merge those? Type in a Spin Tires game. See what pulls up. I think that's Wreckfest.
Porn.
No, it's not porn. Yeah, fame.
Fame.
No, see, Spin Tires, a Mud Runners joint. Now it's Expedition, a Spin Tires, a Mud Runners game, a Spin Tires game.
Yeah.
See, look all the way to the left. First picture to the left. Oh, it's gone now. It actually says Mud Runner, a Spin Tires game.
Sure.
See, a Spin Tires game. So now it's Expedition by Mud Runners, a Spin Tires game.
Yeah.
They got to stop.
They like names, man. What can they say?
The game's great, though.
It is. Pretty fun.
if you like spending 2 hours on one mission where you're stuck and flipped over and never drive more than 10 miles an hour, it's your game. Like, if you like that slow grind, it's super fun.
Crawling.
Yeah. I think it's rewarding whenever we actually finish something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it's a lot of fun with me and him. We get to cracking up because we'll barrel off a hillside, be upside down. You'll barrel off a hillside and make it, right? You're like, I should have never made that. And then you'll just be driving along, catch a root, put you into a small rock, and you're upside down. You're like, well, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
But I've been playing this with him, NHL 2025. It's pretty good. They've added some different modes in on it. They added like an arcade mode where you're like big headed, like almost like what's the backyard football or whatever it's called, football blitz.
The backyard kids, I think, is the one that had the giant heads.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't want to call kids big-headed, but...
Well, that was the design aesthetic. That's not... I mean, some kids do have big heads also.
I think you're just going to get players now with that search.
Yeah. Hey, the Predators player popped up for a big head. Who's that they think has a big head?
UC Soros right there. Look at him.
Looking he popped good. Up twice for a big head.
Yeah, he's good. Do you have
a helmet on him?
No, he's a small head, tiny guy.
Oh, it says trade players. They don't have anything to do with his head size.
Hey, just go to NHL 2025 game modes.
Big heads are back in 2025. There's a video. Also, I like a big head. I think it lightens it up a little bit. Not so serious.
Yeah, so the game's pretty fun. Me and my youngest son, we've been playing through a franchise on the same team together. So that's been a lot of fun. But of course, when you play NHL 23, 22, 24, they do the premise of the game hardly ever changes, which it shouldn't. But sometimes you will get into the mechanics on how the game feels, flows, things like that. This game feels like it flows a lot more. To what you would want out of hockey, and the sounds and stuff like the puck smacking the stick. You know, if you go to hockey games, you hear that. You can hear it sliding across the ice, whizzing through the air, smacking the boards. But it's you know, those types of things are interest me. So it's been a fun game.
Can you fight in the game?
Oh yeah, yeah, you can. You could just fight for no reason. You can hit triangle a couple times. It'll say fight initiate, and you'll just drop the gloves. My son likes to take the goalie and fight, and I'm always like, hey, knock that off. Because he thinks that's funny that they can do that.
Right.
It's funny, 11. But it's so hard to fight with all that gear on.
Yeah. Yeah. But and then I played a little bit of Farming Simulator because I'm trying to wait and see if Knucklehead's gonna get that, but he's acting like all of a sudden he's living in poverty and can't afford the game, so we may have to do a GoFundMe for him to get it. But I literally started a farm just to see what it was about and then deleted it, waiting on him to see what he's gonna do. But it seemed really cool. I tried to skip over all the videos. Now I do want to tell y'all that I bought a game last night on my PC. Been seeing some guys on TikTok playing this game called MX. I'm a huge motocross fan, and it's on Steam. And I bought this game. It was $30, $34, I think. Let me see which it's. I think it's the one. Oh goodness, it's not MX versus ATV.
God, I wish it was though.
No, it's not.
Those games used to slap back in the day.
It's not Motocross Evolution either. It's just MX. Anyways, the game, I was watching people play it online. I was like, man, that thing looks fun because they're scrubbing hills which is something you can't hardly do. I guess maybe you could in Supercross. I hadn't played the latest Supercross games for PlayStation, but like their tail whipping, scrubbing heels, stuff like that. It was looking really cool, so I buy it and I start playing it. And dude, it is the hardest game I've ever played. It's insane. I flip over. I'm not adjusted right. I lean too far to one side in the air. I dump it every corner. I grab the wrong brake and flip over the handlebars. Yeah, it's hard. It's extremely hard.
I've been MX game Steam. You're just stuck on those.
Right there, MX bikes in the center.
So MX Nitro? Oh,
that one.
Well, that's your fault. It's not called MX. It's called MX bikes.
Well.
Also, that looks like an AI-generated icon. It looks shitty. It may not be.
The game, parts of it do look shitty, but when you're on the track actually looks pretty good. And the bike and what you're doing looks, yeah, that's it. So it's in beta, but it's mod generated, so you can do so many different mod things with it. See how he's scrubbing over that heel there?
Yeah, it looks shitty though. I want to make sure we're clear on that.
Well,
like an Xbox One game.
Yeah, you brush it over like it doesn't, like it only sometimes looks shitty. This thing looks shitty all the time.
Yeah. So, but it, I want you to know it's hard as fuck to play it.
Yeah, it may be hard. It may even be fun, but it looks shitty.
Hey, scroll down to the reviews all the way at the bottom. I want you to read this one. Keep going. It'll be the thumbs down one. Right there. Not user-friendly game. In my opinion, export files just to get in the hearts, I assume he's cussing, in the game. Plus, way too realistic for a controller to have fun. You're going to have at least 100 hours just being able to get your ass up in the game. Can't even take off without the bike wanting to loop out or spin out. All that's true. I wish I'd have read that before I bought it.
Well, have you played it? You can get your refund if you haven't played it more than, what, like 2 hours on Steam?
Yeah, I have not played it more than 2 hours.
Yeah, go ahead and get that money back. It's also rated a 4.5, just so everybody knows.
4.5 out of 5, though.
Yeah, out of 22,000. Out of
5 with 22,000 reviews. People like it. That guy's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. That's what I'm saying. It's all over TikTok, and these guys on TikTok are like pros. Like they're just hauling the mail over the whoops, everything. I can't do any of that stuff, which I get it. Those guys play a lot more. They sit at home and stream it. I'm totally cool with all that, but I'm not even remotely close to being good. I want to take a lap, not fall off the bike.
Gerald, if I ever say hauling the mail over the whoops, just punch me right in the dick. If I ever say that out loud.
Hey, you just said it, so next time you see him, get him.
Right.
I don't even know what any of that means.
Hey, it's hard. I just want to say that.
Hauling the mail over the whoops. Remind me, that'd be a good episode name.
I don't know.
Hauling the mail over the whoops. You gotta know what whoops are to understand.
Even if I knew what whoops are, I don't know if I know what hauling the mail means in this context either.
I'm scared to even Google that, so I'm not even going to.
Yeah, don't Google hauling the mail over the whoops, because it'll, for sure, you'll have porn.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, game is hard. Look at that, right in the center.
Mm. Oh, yeah, right there.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, that MX versus ATV is garbage. Legends, hot garbage. Yeah. Yeah, it was... Me and Ryan were going to play that one time, and it was just bad.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, besides that, it's all you've been up to?
Yeah.
Oh, he also finished Astrobot. Would buy an Xbox.
You actually finished Astrobot?
Yes.
What?
I don't know why he's not bringing it up, but he finished it.
Oh, well, because I figured you would give me shit about not platinum in it. Yeah, but yes, I did complete Astrobot. I've not got the platinum yet. But hey, that's pretty good right there. That Mario looking hat with a PlayStation logo on him. Whoever did that's pretty neat. Yeah, I can fuck with that. I like that. But it's a great game. I know Ryan. I won't go too far in depth because I know he has into this game because I don't know that a game's captivated him in a long time like this one did. And he did platinum it and enjoyed it. And I can talk to him about certain things and he remembers it. So he's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Where sometimes I'll ask him about a game and he's like, I don't even remember doing that.
But, most of the time.
Yeah, but this game is extremely good. I mean, if you don't do anything but just beat the storyline, whether you want to platinum it or not, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of hidden gems in it. If you're a longtime PlayStation person, you know, you've been around since PS1. It has a little bit of everything in it. So, very, very, very good game. Very well done.
Are you going to do the speed runs to challenge him?
Yeah, I beat Ryan in one speed run. But that's all I've done is one speed run. And Ryan says he only did that speed run once. So in Pac-Man standard, you know, he beat me because I never ran it. He posted the fastest time first.
I did only do them once, but what I did was I played them until I beat them. And if I had both times, that was it. And I was able to do that on all of them except for the last one. So I probably played it more than once, but it's just like I only finished it once, and that's the time I stuck with. Do I think I could go back and beat his time? Mm-hmm. Probably. But I haven't tried.
So when I popped in there, I was like, hey, not only do I want to beat this, but I want to beat his time because it just, you know, that's just the competitive nature in me. So we have a friend of the show, Patman. We did this with F1, and Patman said that he posted the fastest time first. So therefore I was always going to be second regardless if I beat his time.
Now here's the thing. I agree with Pat, man, most of the time. I don't know if I understand his argument here. What he said was he posted his time and then he moved on and then you went back and beat it, but he was done with it already. But that's not how that works.
Right. Yeah.
Like once it doesn't matter if it's 6 years from now, somebody beats your record, they beat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, he moved on though. He's done with it.
Right. Now I'll tell you what it sounded like. It's not like he was afraid to go back and not be able to beat it.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like. Sound a little scared. Now I know he listens now, but he sounded a little bit scared.
Now, it was funny a couple weeks ago or months ago. Everyone was trying to go into Astrobot and beat everyone's record.
Yeah, that was fun, but then you guys didn't play the actual real Astrobot game, so that was neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are like, hey, that game's shit. We're on to something else. Ghost of Tsushima gave me hard thanks, which you platinumed.
Yeah, and...
which is not a shit game. It's a great game.
No, what's the last shit one you just platinumed?
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah, that shitty one you talked about last week.
Oh, Wrath of something?
No, like My Name is Mayo or whatever it was.
It wasn't My Name is Mayo. It
was the free platinum. And you did that Holocaust game too, but you couldn't bother yourself to play Astrobot.
The Holocaust game was free and it took like 2 hours to beat that game.
Yeah.
I just wanted something. Just want to knock a couple easy platinums out. That's all I did.
Yeah. Well, Astrobot's an easy platinum.
Yeah, but I haven't bought Astrobot yet.
Yeah. Stop acting like times are tough. I got attacked earlier for acting like it.
Hey, Gerald's defense, he said he was moving. He's trying to just think about big things.
So the very last one did was Call of the Sea. I beat that one.
Call of the Sea, that's it.
That was the platinum one. I'm working on another one right now.
Mm-hmm.
Another game you're going to shit on me for.
I never doubted that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to say. It's always going to happen, Gerald.
Yeah.
But anyways, we played a little bit of that. We played very, very little of Party Animals. Also, Ryan, news. Party Animals is leaving Xbox Game Pass. And they are offering a 50% off for people who have played it, have an account now, January 1st through January 31st, but they will no longer be on Game Pass. That was on there when I booted it up last night.
So... And the question is, do you buy it?
No.
That says it's coming.
Top left, where the dogs land. There you go. That's it.
December 31st.
Yep, it's leavings. And then the discount won't apply until January 1st through the 31st. It's going to kill the player base.
It is going to kill the player base. I assume that's when it goes live on PlayStation, though.
Hey, I hope
look
so.
At, they gave away the – look at those party animal Xboxes they gave away.
Oh, dude. Gerald, would you like one of those? Those look so good, even though they're just orange. But
they're not just orange. They got Nemo peeking over that one, and then
Gerald's going to have so much spam on his computer. Shit popping up everywhere.
Look how good those look.
I like the controller. The controller is so clean.
It's just orange on orange.
Yeah.
Party Animal's a fun little game. I think that they have to go everywhere. You've got to see them hit Switch and PC. Well, they're already on PC, Switch and PS5, and they got to go everywhere because this is going to kill the player base.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was hoping, is that the first of the year they're going to PlayStation, because otherwise you take something free that people arguably, probably the player count has gone down even with it free right now, or not free, but on the pass, and the player count's dropping, and now you're like, hey, you got to pay for it. They're going to, you know, people are going to be like, well, I wasn't playing it when I had the opportunity to play it.
There's no doubt that the player base is bottoming out right now. Mm-hmm. As it is. So the only hope for saving this game in my eyes are more frequent updates and it going multi-platform. And you got to go to PlayStation Plus. You got to be free over there. You really should just go free to play in general.
Yeah, I think so. I think I bought the game, though, because I thought I remember paying for the deluxe edition, but I could be wrong.
You just bought the deluxe edition.
Just the add-on?
You could buy the add-on, because it's what I did also.
Yeah.
How much is the game, scroll up?
$10.
$10. Yeah, I'll pay $10 for it just to protect everything I've unlocked.
Same.
It's a shit move, though.
Yeah, I saw it last night and thought, But you were, I figured you were already catching Z's by the time I saw it.
Yeah, I'll do it, but I don't agree with it.
Yeah. That's it for me, Gerald. That's kind of what I've been up to.
All right, Ryan, you play anything this week?
I didn't play anything different than what he just told you he played, except for I didn't play anything with a 25 after it. So I played a little bit of Party Animals, and we played Expeditions, I think, two nights. We talked about it last week. I ordered the PSVR 2, mm-hmm. Ordered it through Sam's Club because it came with the free charger update. It did not come with the free charger.
Uh-oh.
It showed it did.
Oh, it gets better.
My invoice said it did. You see it right there? Sam's Club and dead ass in the middle. It still shows it comes with it. See the free charger there? Now click on it. It's going to take you to a page that does not show the charger. See, there's no charger there. It's not the charger. But that ad still shows it with it.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, it shows up. It doesn't have it. I log into my Sam's Club account. It doesn't show anything else is coming. Now my invoice still says plus charger. My receipt shows plus charger. The screenshot that I happened to send to Patman and to Friend of the Show 205 here had the bundle. So I had it. So I log on to live chat. I get paired with Mr. Jose. I tell Jose, here's the problem. He's like, oh, that's real unfortunate. We ran out of chargers. So what we're going to do is offer you. Oh, look, here's somebody complaining about it. Here's somebody else complaining about it. Here's everybody else complaining about it. All these say the same thing. I log on to chat. I get paired with Mr. Jose. I tell him what's going on. He offers me $35 for my trouble. And I said, well, the problem with that is that this thing costs $50. So he said, well, hold on a second. I assume he needed to go check with a supervisor. He came back to me and he offered me a $50 gift card for my troubles, which is all I wanted so that I could order the charger. He said, you'll have it in 24 to 48 hours. The next morning I wake up and I have an email that says, hey, you've been issued a credit because there was a glitch in the system. And we never were actually offering the charger. So that's our mistake. And I'm like, cool. But then I look underneath there and I have an email from Jose that says attached is your $50 gift card. Mm-hmm. So I pull up the gift cards. They end in this different numbers. So I received $100 from Sam's Club for my troubles.
Damn.
So I now got this bundle for $249 and I got the Call of the Mountain bundle.
Nice.
So it ended up being a great deal because I complained early enough that I got double credit. I did go ahead and order the charger. The credit works at Sam's Club or Walmart. I did order the charger from Walmart, and I have the charger. I opened everything last night and set it up, but I did not play. I want to say this, and I wish Padman was on here. It feels very cheap. Not the controllers, but the headset. And I think it's because it doesn't have the power in it, because the power is coming from the PS5. It feels incredibly cheap. Now, he said you got to change the back head strap out. Maybe that'll help. But when I feel the weight of my Quest versus the weight of this, this feels flimsy and cheaply made. The controllers feel really great, but the headset itself feels cheap.
So compared to the other one, it just...
It feels nothing like the Quest. It feels very dainty and thin plastic, and which, I mean, it's on your head. You don't want anything heavy, but it doesn't feel girthy enough.
What about the PSVR 1? Does it?
It's lighter than that. It's extremely light. It weighs like nothing. It looks cool. The controllers feel awesome in your hand. They feel good. I didn't even put the headset on, so I'm not going to shit on it too hard. But it feels cheap. Just my initial reaction is it does not feel well made.
I just need everybody to remember. I just need everybody to remember he couldn't get Farming Simulator.
Yeah, I got this for $250. They basically paid me to get it.
Yeah. Hey, what is that thing in a second? It looks like it's got a Switch stuck to Samsung VR. What is? All right.
You know, the Switch had that Labo VR. That's what this is for. You can make it out of cardboard in it, and you moved your head to move it around. It made it like a VR headset.
Oh. So, speaking of VR, my son asked me, he said, "Kay, can I buy a VR game for your headset?" And I was like, "I don't care." So he bought this game called Ghost of Tabor, T-A-B-O-R. He says it's like a open world survival, like PUBG or DayZ, but for VR. He says it's a blast. Of course, he's 16 and has his difference of a blast and my difference of a blaster are way off. But he says you drop in with nothing and you have to go and find and locate everything.
It looks okay. The one I keep seeing, I think it's a VR game, is the Green Hell.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Is it only VR?
No, I think it's not. But I sent one of those videos. I don't know if I sent you the video on this where it was the guy that was like
8 Beans died.
Yeah, 8 Beans died.
It said found frog, killed frog, ate frog, dead.
Yeah.
Found frog, dead. And then the next one says found frog, killed frog, ate frog, correct frog.
Yeah.
There it is, Green Heart. Oh, so it is VR. So there's a VR co-op mode. So if you want to play this game in VR, I'm down. It looks good to me.
Is it on Quest?
Yeah.
Okay, I see it.
It only has a 4.3. That shitty motocross game you were playing has a higher rating.
Yeah. Yeah, but 4.3 is not bad out of 5.
Is it? Do they have this in non-VR? But I guess it'd be first person. See, the only time I like first person is when I'm in the headset.
Yeah. Hey, you know what was good in VR? Minecraft.
Mm-hmm. I knew where you were going with that. Fantastic. See, it says VR co-op mode release date trailer.
Yeah.
Before you close that, give us a play on that, all right? Rest in peace video. Give us a play on that. Yeah, give us a play on that VR trailer so he can decide if he wants to spend money on it. Because he could get a refund for that shitty game he's playing, and we could be playing this. It gives me what was that game we played in the village? What's that game called?
The Forest.
Forest. It gives me Forest vibes, but in first person.
Oh, yeah.
That video he was talking about, that guy goes through, like, you can tell each day he's getting better and better, like, each time he posts an update, where it's, like, day 32 or whatever, but it ends with, like slept in tent, like, made fire, ate beans, wrong beans, dead. So it's like it's still hard all the way through, I think.
Spearfishing.
Does this look good to you? No, you're not even paying attention because you're on your phone.
No, I'm looking it up actually on Quest.
It's $29.99.
Yeah, but they're running a 40% off code right now with BFCM24, which gets it for $19.07.
It looks good for $19.07.
They showed two people there, but they showed us a minute ago like four people.
What it says co-op. So I assume it is just two.
Yes, here's the there's three right there.
Plus the guy watching.
I don't ever gauge VR videos because I think VR videos don't ever translate over the way you think they are. So in the headset, it'll look a little different.
Four-player co-op launches December 16th.
If you're listening.
Oh, this needs to be the next game somebody picks. Green Hell VR with all of us in there.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah, I would do that. I'm going to ask for my money back on that. I just don't know how to go about doing that.
I don't either, but I know you can get it back. Like, no questions asked on Steam.
Right. Anything else you've been playing, Ryan?
Oh, no.
Right. Same. I played Fallout 76 a little bit, but then I started a game just to do my little run through to find a game. It stopped on Beast Simulator, so I played and beat Beast Simulator last night.
Oh, congratulations. Well, that's a good game.
Oh, you're not going to shit on me on that one?
I have the platinum in that.
Oh, you do?
Okay. No, he loved that game.
I love that game. I own it physically.
Yeah, I just beat it last night. So
what did you think of it?
It was fun. The story kept you wanting to play because you're like, okay, what's going to happen with the tree? What's going to happen with the tree?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I'm the proud owner of a platinum in that game.
So it says I have 4 hours in it right now. I don't know where
I'm going to go mop up the trophies?
I don't know where I'm at in the trophy. Is it a decent platinum?
I remember it being easy.
Yeah, it says I'm 50. I'm 50% right now.
I'm pretty sure I platinumed it.
You did. I remember you telling me you did.
Yeah, so I'm playing
it. Because I used to have to wait on you to get done playing it to hop on to play something that
wasn't. You wanted to play Wreckfest, and I was in B Simulator. I remember that.
Yeah, so I'll look at the platinum on it and see. Maybe I will. If you're able to get it, I'll try it.
If you were able to get it, anybody can get it, what he's saying.
No, I'm just saying. That means it's attainable. Yeah.
It is how he said it. He said, like, if you're so fucking dumb that if you were able to do this, there's no way I wouldn't be able to clean this up.
If you got it, right, that means I should be able to get it also. I should get it just because you got it.
Yeah, because I'm so inept at games.
Hey, don't back up from it, Gerald. Just go in all the way.
He's not making it any better. No. Here's what Gerald said. No, what I meant was if you were able to do it, I'll be able to do it. And I'm like, that's the same thing you said.
I want the challenge.
You just keep saying it over and over.
That's what I should do. I should try to go back and try to find all the platinums you did and just platinum those same games.
Yeah, go do the first little big planet. Because the servers are down and you can't do it.
Right. A lot of those multiplayer ones you can't get no more.
You know what else have the platinum in? Mod Nation Racers.
Yep. Same.
Oh, you love that game.
I still love that game.
Well, that's all I play with. I said Fallout 76. I'm getting stuff ready for you guys. If you guys ever get in there,
I'm still thinking about it. Let me ask you this. Can you hear a real light beeping on my end?
No.
Okay. My chicken coop door is stuck and it keeps beeping.
Oh.
And I was going to go take care of it if you could hear it.
All right, so we got some new stuff. I saw this and I wanted to show you guys. It's a Ninja Turtles pizza cutter.
I need that.
An official. It's on Amazon.
It's actually pretty cool. It is pricey.
Yeah, $36.95.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait.
It has gone down to $19.99. I have that little app on my phone. It shows you like the pricing, how the lowest it's been.
It comes in a pizza box, which is cool. It says it's 4.4 out of 5 with 130 ratings. So people like, can you scroll down to the Ninja Turtles seasoning?
Ninja Turtles cookbook too.
Let me see what the season is. Is this just Italian seasoning?
Spice. Is she licensed? It is. No, it's not.
It's everything.
Seasoning. It's like a bunch of, yeah.
Oh, it's got the Nickelodeon logo and everything on it. It's $9 also. I have a fancy. Oh, where was that shredder at? Scroll all the way. Oh my God. It's a shredder cheese grater. It's a shredder.
Keep saying it.
Shredder. It feels good on the mouth. I have a fancy pizza cutter. I have two.
Yeah. Shredder.
There's a different one down there.
Yeah, it's like that a plastic like handle. I like the other one better. Like
well, the other one's plastic, too. But yeah.
Yeah, I saw that and thought it was pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
All right. PlayStation monthly games have released for December. It's going to be It Takes Two, Aliens, Dark Descent, and Temtem.
Temtem's cool. It's like a Pokemon game. Temtem will be fun.
It Takes Two will be fun.
Yeah, we can finally finish it. Also, do you see how it's listening? There's a giant farming simulator ad at the top of this page where it heard us talking about it. Look at that.
Yeah.
They're listening, folks.
All right, next one. One of the PlayStation executives has left. Shuhei Yoshida will be leaving the company in January after 31 years. He was really big at independence, right? Independent games.
He used to run first party for Sony, and then he was moved over to like the indie game acquisition type deal. But I mean, there was a time where Shuhei was basically like the face of Sony during their dark time. Like he became like the one light over there. Mm-hmm. And he's just done it for a long time. I'm sure part of, I think, why he switched to the other job is it was less travel, but I'm sure he needs a break. I'm sure it's also kind of hard to go from like he became the face of PlayStation to basically getting just someone said, are you retiring on X? And he replied, no, I'd like to stay in the industry. So he just needs a change. He got bumped to the back burner for what I think is no reason. And he probably just wants to get out there and be the face of something. I like Shuhei. He's very likable. He seems like a very nice person also.
Well, good luck to him.
Very lovely.
Hey, I got that refund.
Yeah, I knew you could do it pretty easy on Steam. They don't ask any questions.
All right. So with that, Sony having a PlayStation 30th anniversary in UK, they really decked out like the little vehicles, the trains with the plushes.
Those seats are awesome. If they just sold those seats, I feel like people would buy them.
So that's pretty cool that they're really still pushing.
Yeah, it's a shame it's in the UK, though.
Right.
No one cares.
You got something against the UK?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
So there's a listing and a rumor of a black PlayStation Portal coming as part of this new PlayStation 5 accessory refresh. There's supposed to be a black PlayStation Portal, the headset, earbuds, and a bunch of other stuff.
It'll be $6,000.
It's fine if you want it. The whites on the end of the controllers have not once bothered me.
Then with this rumor stuff, there's also going to be a rumored handheld device, which they've been working on apparently. And then there's a Helldivers PlayStation 5 controller coming.
That's not late at all.
No. Sure.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, months behind.
Nobody cares about that. It sounded like a bald eagle just went over my house. The screech that just came out of that out there.
Probably because he scooped up a chicken.
It wasn't it was like a freedom cry.
That's why that door was fucked up.
That door is still beeping.
Apparently Sony has pushed out this new ad pushing the VR2, and people are confused by it because it's like, okay, are you ending support? You're ending support, but you're still advertising for it.
No, they're not ending support. What they're doing is this thing is the price is slashed. They're going to introduce a ton of people to this ecosystem, and now they need to start pushing it. This is going to be the second win, or actually in this case, the first win, because they never pushed it to start with, of the PSVR. I'm telling you, it's going to be good for them.
Hopefully they sell a bunch of
Christmas.
Yep.
Anyone who wants one is going to get one right now. If you don't want one, you're not going to get one no matter what, but that price is good.
All right. And apparently there's a game called Light of Motrium. They're calling a Horizon ripoff. I watched a trailer of it. It is basically Horizon. And it is coming to PlayStation, and Sony actually advertised for it in overseas.
They make so many Horizon games, I don't know why you would need a fake one. It looks pretty good.
Damn. It looks pretty similar, too.
Yep, with the headband. Yep.
You could just play Horizon, though.
Yeah.
Right.
She's got that Destiny Cube thing flying around with her, though.
There's the robots. Very similar.
Look, if we live in an age where Power Worlds can happen, then this can happen.
Mm-hmm. So it's coming. All right. Fortnite has basically attracted 14 million players for this big, huge hip-hop concert event that happened. They had like Eminem, Snoop Dogg, whoever this blonde chick is. They had it on here. Ice Spice and Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD's dead. He's dead. So.
Yeah,
he wasn't on there.
He was. He did a concert. He was there. They CGI.
Well,
right. He wasn't.
Yeah, his name, image, and likeness was there.
Yeah, but they had a big thing. It was 14 million people, which I thought was crazy.
Kids,
a lot of people.
A lot of kids.
Xbox. There's a PC keyboard and mouse coming to. Out is that neon green Halo edition.
Those look so good. That keyboard looks so good.
$119 for the keyboard.
Damn. Oh, 8BitDo's making it. It'll be good too. Their products are like super good.
Then the controller's $60 or the mouse pad. What's
the mouse? Yeah, those are awesome.
Looks good.
All right, next one really quick. Xbox is removing all the avatars because no one's using them.
Yeah, that's fair.
They go.
I guess I assume that you already couldn't change them from what they were. That's how long it's been since I've looked at them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and then along the lines of Juice WRLD, they're doing a custom Juice WRLD inspired design lab controllers. Which I thought was pretty cool. I like the custom retro controllers or custom controllers.
But you don't own an Xbox.
No, but I have a bunch of the PlayStation. I think I have all the PlayStation ones except for that Control one or Concord one.
Hey, hear me out. If you got an Xbox, though, you could have this one.
No, I wouldn't want it.
Maybe you would.
There's a city builder game coming, co-op mode. It's called World of Overthrown, and actually looks pretty cool. I don't know if you saw this.
I didn't. It sounds good. Him and I can't play city builders together, though.
Right.
We have different visions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that does.
This
look
gives
good.
Me Sandrock vibes.
Hey. That fucking boulder.
I know, I just threw it in there.
Let me give you.
Just someone's carrying vibes.
I don't know. Combat. I like the combat.
Was that a meat house he just threw up? It kind of gives me the farm town. What was that? My farm?
I don't know. You're just saying things.
No, that one that me and Gerald played him that you never did. Farm Together.
Yeah, Farm Together.
It gives me those vibes, too. Where'd he take that building?
She's got a tree. But the whole
this tree? Looks all right to me.
Look at four players.
You know who could play it? The three of us, because Patman ain't going to play that shit.
He won't. No.
Well, the combat in there, he might.
I ain't playing this shit.
When's it come out? Soon.
Probably March.
Soon. I bet you can wish list it, though.
You can.
Is it only on Xbox?
Oh, hold on. If it's only on Xbox, then just the two of us will play it.
Yeah.
Oh, PlayStation 5 platforms. Initial release day.
Says it should be out already.
Gerald, you pull up
December
old news?
5th. December 5th.
Oh, that shit, that's next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Steam, PlayStation, yeah. Xbox.
What kind of price is it carrying?
Yeah. Let's see.
Because Tom took
six online players. Look at that. Six. I don't know. Two more people.
Mm-mm.
He said,
Steam has it.
Six is too many.
Six is too many.
No, just add to your wish list, no price.
Yeah. I have a feeling this would be just like playing with Patman and Gerald would be just like playing fucking Sea of Thieves. Somebody would be on Reddit.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. David Diver has passed 5 million copies sold.
I didn't like the way that you paused like he passed away, though. Because you said David Diver has passed.
Hey, he's got the song flip-flops on.
Yeah, he's got a loose thong is what that is. I love Dave the Diver.
All right.
I'm happy to see it.
This game Earthbound. The game Earthbound has a custom Converse All-Stars to celebrate their 30th anniversary. Not that I would
they
buy
look
them.
Cool,
I just,
but I don't wear Converse.
All right, next one. Thieves steal $1.5 million worth of Oculus VR headsets. And it was actually Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio, and Indiana.
I know a guy named Larry. He can get you one.
Six men.
Joke's on them when they realize they can't sell them to anybody.
Right.
Everybody's like, no, I'm good on a headset.
They didn't just steal that. It sold a bunch of other stuff, ATVs and high-end other tech. Software.
You're saying there's a crime syndicate?
Yeah, six people.
Shouldn't your department be working on that?
No, we don't deal with that.
That's how he knows about it.
Yeah, right. He's out here spreading just inside information.
All right.
What
so
he's doing is he's throwing it out there, APB, right now.
No, not a cop. All right.
Hey, at the bottom of his show, at the bottom of the show notes, it'll say 1-8-1-8-8-8. 41 tips.
Yeah. That was tips with a S.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like tips.
All right. So MetaQuest has released their free games for the month of December. Moss, and then I Expect You to Die Too. The Spy and the Which Liar.
I'm excited about that. I love the first I Expect You to Die. Now there's a third one.
Yeah.
The Moss is a really good game.
Yeah, if you haven't played Moss, you see both of those are 4.8 rated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you hadn't played Moss, then just play it. But that's a reason to buy a freaking VR headset. You that and Walkabout Mini Golf.
If you haven't played Moss, then fuck you is how you said that.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking the Big Red comment off of Talladega Nights. You don't like Big
Red?
That's
how you said
fuck
it.
You.
All right, and then where was it? Epic Game Stores has two games on there coming. Bus Simulator 21, then Star Wars, Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga, which are two good. Well, Star Wars games are always good. Lego and Star Wars. And then if you like sim
you can't
games,
skip over Brotato.
Well, that's the one that's out now. You have until December 5th to get that.
Stop sleeping on Brotato.
Mm-hmm. Prime Games, same thing, bunch of games on there. Now we're going to some Lego news. I'm glad Howard's on this one because we have some stuff for you.
Me?
Yeah. Or some Lego
Hell
stuff.
Yeah.
He could have had more stories, but you didn't bother to tell him you were going to be on.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to change a little bit.
I finally got up.
Right. So there's a free reward you can get if you claim 2,400 points in the Lego. You get this tic-tac-toe set.
Oh, I like that tic-tac-toe set.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. That's a
gentleman's game.
People are selling for like $20-$30 on eBay. It's really not bad if you, because about how much the points will cost you.
Yeah, tic-tac-toe is a gentleman's game.
Then there's another, there's a Leonardo da Vinci's flying machine. It'll be coming out in January.
I saw this one. I don't love it as much. It does flap, though.
Yes.
And it does come with a tiny da Vinci. I think the price is pretty good, though.
$49.99.
Yeah, if you're into Da Vinci, like if he makes you rock hard, that's not a bad price.
All right, then they released this, they're saying it's the Ducati Superbike. This has got to be one of the best looking Lego bikes I've seen.
It looks real. Awesome. Like if you put that on a shelf and backed up, that thing looks like a model.
Yeah. I said, whoever designed that did a good job. This is go along with some other bikes that are coming.
Now, you don't do the cars. You made that clear.
Those bikes are cool. They're big, too, though.
Hmm. All right, next one. I've sent this out. It was the Harry Potter 2025 sets have been released.
The tiny Diagon Alley is cool.
There it is.
Yeah, look how good that looks.
That I do like that.
You going to get it?
I don't know. I've not collected much Harry Potter. I gave it all to my son, and I'm more getting into the architectural stuff.
Then,
so I'm thinking my mom bought me something for Christmas that has to do with Lego, the way my daughter was acting. So we'll see.
Look at those minifigs. You're good as hell with that last set. Yeah, look at those.
Hey, I like Dobby. Dobby looks sweet. Hagrid.
Little minis.
I don't like that. I don't like the ones that look like that.
And
oh, it's that fucking table battle. You remember that table battle?
Hell yeah.
Those are those. Then they had the Marvel
ones. Then that where everybody sees him talking to a snake?
Yeah. He fucks around, accidentally talks to a snake in public.
Yeah. Everybody's what?
You can't do that.
Yeah. I've always said it. You can't do that.
You can't talk to snakes where people can hear you.
I like this Marvel one.
The logo.
Just stuff like this. Just a rare collectible stuff. Or the Lego sets. And they have a giant Ant-Man coming with a lot of minifigures. So people are going crazy because this one comes with the 8 minifigures.
Do you collect minifigs?
Some, yeah.
We're working on his minifig collection. He used to hate minifigs. He's really come around.
This open back set.
Is that cop car did anything for you?
No. No, does not.
That's because he has that city. He has a city builder cop one.
He does have the city cop stuff.
I know he does.
I don't.
Yeah, that's why he's
Lego looks identical right to him too, oddly enough.
I do have some police sets, but they're from like the '80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For when you were buying what you wanted to do when you grew up sets. I got you.
No. The Batman sets. I'm not impressed with the Batman ones, but the minifigures with the Joker and Two-Face.
I like that Joker.
That Harvey Dent creeps me out. Those sets look
the
childish.
Batman just looks like the one from the Lego movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that for sure is. That's the Will Arnett Batman.
All right, then they're doing these F1 racer cars.
Yeah, this Batman has got to get these. He's got to quit sleeping on them and get them because he was like, oh, I'll have them all for the ones I love. And now he's like, they're expensive.
Those are the smaller ones. Yeah.
$26.99 each.
Yeah, and then they got that big beefy one.
Yeah, which that one's next? The big beefy one is that one right there.
Yeah. Well, he likes the one that The one that Howard sent out.
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton fan. Yeah. Yeah. It's Mercedes.
It's a Red Bull, then.
No, there's a Mercedes one. It's big as hell. I think it's the same size as these. You got to confirm that you mean to be at the shop because you're not a child. That's it.
This one?
Nope.
Oh, nope. This one here.
That one.
Yeah, Mercedes is his jam.
Yeah, it is set 42171 if you're looking for it. I don't know how he doesn't have it. He's like, it's big. I don't even know where to put it. Like, if you're not even a fan.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not even a fan if you don't have this.
I mean, Lewis Hamilton has that.
Yeah, he is that.
Right. And then the last but not least is, I say, this one. There's a baby Grogu in a bottle, in his little cub. It's coming out.
Not a cup. That's his cradle that he flies in.
Yeah.
Like a little ship.
What do you call it?
A cup. A cup.
A little cup.
God damn it.
It's about the size of a cup because he's little. But I'm going to begin for sure. I'm going to get this.
You don't deserve it after the way you just talked about it.
Yeah, you can't have it now. You called it a cup.
No, I'm getting it.
I'm going to scoop up that cup. I'm writing a petition.
But news-wise,
I'm writing a petition and getting people to sign it. You cannot drive it.
I won't drive it.
He doesn't want to drive it. He wants to buy it. Y'all are both not paying attention. You're pissing me off. He called it a cup.
My wife was unplugging the car, and I was like, hey, what's she doing? I watched it drive it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have anything else, Gerald.
All right. Marshall 205, do you have any parting words? Say to anybody.
Hey, I got some merch.
You're selling some merch?
Can you flip them the right way?
Yeah.
He stole a bunch of towels. He's got some headsets.
There's like 10 towels in there.
He's also got some Oculus Quest to sell, some other electronics.
Hey, Ryan, look. This is what I drove all the way Black Friday for.
Right here. Nobody can hear you when you're not on the
Milwaukee
mic.
This is what I drove all the way for Black Friday. I'm
switching to Milwaukee.
Check her out. Look at her.
You hold it up.
Yeah.
What is it?
Right there.
Oh, the baby drill. Is that the 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 12 volt
stuff. Come with two batteries and a charger. $50.
The 12 volt stuff's good for Milwaukee.
Yeah, I like it. I like it for working on my RC cars.
Yeah, or for like getting in the back of a semi truck.
What?
For getting in the back of a semi truck so you can steal all that shit. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald, I'd like to call the 1-888 tits line. I've got one.
All right, go for it.
Did you say 8 tits?
1-888 tits. The tit line you talked about.
Yeah. Well, it's tips, but
it's like Crime Stopper here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you would know.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
All right, we got to end this. The beeping's driving me crazy outside.
All right. As usual, like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on the socials at HoFNShow or at Game_Stitch. That was episode 616. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Peace.
Peace.